Saturday morning, it is something for the weekend. Now, I know it's very early to be talking about dinners, but we have this man on the phone, so we better make use of him. Mark Moriarty, chef, how are you?
I'm very good, and yourself?
You're a handy man to have around this time of year, aren't you?
Apparently so, yeah.
How are you fixed on the 25th to come to my house?
There, everything is a possibility, let me tell you.
Right. See how much I'm offering you, and you might be there. You never know. So look, we want to talk to you today about Christmas dinner and the tips that you can kind of think about now in advance instead of like the day before, kind of going, oh, how can I make the perfect Christmas dinner? Now, I have to admit now, Mark, I'm not the chef in my house when it comes to Christmas dinner. I do it 363 days of the year and then I take a couple of days off.
Like you are.
Yes, because I probably poison everyone and that wouldn't be good. So, first of all, your top tips for making the crispy roast potatoes that are just beautiful.
Yeah, well, when it comes to Christmas, it's all about the pre-preparation and getting a lot of other people to do it for you. So give yourself as much time out of the kitchen actually on the day to spend with family and friends. Roast potatoes, that's the one I love. What I do is I get rooster potatoes. And what I do is I parboil them for about 5 minutes in some salted water, Irish rooster potatoes. They go kind of fluffy on the outside. They're still raw in the middle. And then I strain them off, put a cloth on top. And then the key ingredient is polenta. So polenta is a type of powder from corn. You'll get it in the shop. I get a good bit of that in on top of the potatoes. I bash them all around. And what happens is the cooked outside of the potato sticks to the polenta and creates like a crust.
Yeah.
Into a tray that's already preheated in the oven with some goose fat on there, maybe some rosemary and salt and garlic. Straight on, be careful because they'll fry. And then just 200 degrees for 45, 50 minutes, turning them every 10 minutes and you will have the crispiest, most delicious roast potatoes you can imagine.
Mouth-watering. Tell me this much. Do you put, now this might sound like a really stupid question, but sometimes we need to ask these stupid questions. Do you put the potatoes into cold water or hot water when you're about to boil them?
No, good question, actually. I presume you can do both. I've only ever put potatoes into cold water and brought them to the boil.
Yeah.
And then I actually, whenever they come to the boil, I always turn them down. That was just a thing in the restaurant kitchen, never boil potatoes.
Because they go all, you get all that kind of white foam at the top otherwise.
Yeah, and they go way too cooked on the outside.
Yeah.
They're raw in the middle. So.
And tell me this much, polenta, what part of the supermarket would you find that in?
You'll find it in the dry section. I'm out here in M&S at the moment, actually, and it's down near the pasta section.
Okay.
So either in the pasta section or the baking section. It's really, really cheap. Packets, I think, 150 or something.
You're joking.
And it sounds
really posh, doesn't it? Like it'd be something that is a very luxury item.
Yeah, well, usually I think the recipe on the side of the packet here is cheesy polenta. You cook it out in stock and add cheese at the end. But it's just when you fry it in an oven, it just goes really, really crispy. And you throw these potatoes off the wall, they would shatter like glass.
Oh,
that's good.
Might have to try this out before Christmas as well. Also, a moist turkey. Is this a possibility? I hate saying the word moist and you've made me do it.
Yes, the moist turkey is absolutely possible. Around Christmas, I'm always fascinated by all these segments and TV shows and whatever where you turn the turkey upside down and all around and 4 hours in and 5 hours rest and whatever. Turkey is difficult to cook, but there's a really simple trick to make it moist. What I do is I create a brine. Sounds complicated. All it is you get cold water, you whisk in sea salt. The recipe will be up online, or you can find it on my Instagram. You get me on Instagram at @markmoriarty1. It's about 5% salt water. You whisk the salt in and it goes like seawater. And then what you do is you get your turkey. I use the crown only. I cook the legs separately. Put it into the salt water and just leave it there for 2 hours. It doesn't have to go in the fridge. You can leave it in a pot. The salt will protect it. And then it just goes straight onto a tray. You roast it at 200 degrees for 1 hour exactly. You take it out. You let it sit in the counter for 10 minutes and you carve it. And you will have, for a 5 kilo turkey crown, that will be absolutely perfect moist turkey the whole way through. And there's no bacon, there's no butter, there's no cooking in the oven for 4 hours, anything like that. It's a really, really simple way to do it.
That's very quick, isn't it?
Yeah. And what the salt does is, you'll notice the big difference is the salt keeps all the moisture in the bird. I can't tell you the exact science, but how it'll be proved is when you actually take the turkey out. You know the way when you do a turkey, all the liquid's in the base of the tray and it's the fat on it and it's all falling over?
No clue, because it's just handed to me in a plate, to be honest.
Well, this way, all the moisture will be left inside in the turkey crown. You won't have anything left in the tray.
And will the turkey taste kind of salty? No?
It will, yeah.
Oh, it will?
Nicely salty.
But
and
not, yeah. Yeah. You know the way when you oversalt something, it can be horrible?
No, it'll be perfectly seasoned throughout. It gets a lovely firm texture. All the moisture stays in. Now, don't leave it in there for 24 hours in the salt or you'll end up with turkey ham, which we don't want.
Yeah.
But no, it's And it just takes all the fuss and the faff out of it, which for me, that's what Christmas Day is all about. You can be, throw your turkey in, takes an hour to cook, and in that hour, you can also have space to put in the roast potatoes, put in the Brussels sprouts, put in the red cabbage. So 1 hour start to finish, everything comes out of the oven ready to go and serve.
How long in advance, Mark, can you collect your turkey to have in the fridge?
I wouldn't go further than 5 days.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the main problem for me is turkeys are big and they take up a load of space in the fridge. That's why I cook the crown. So go into your butcher this year, whoever you're getting your turkey from, or you can go into the supermarket, go into M&S. They have turkey crowns. And what
good
you do,
save, Mark, good save.
They have the turkey crowns ready to go. And what you do is you can get the whole turkey, you take the legs off or take the wings, and you're left with the crown, which is the breast and the bone. And I cook them, I basically store them all separately and then cook them all on the same tray. But what it does is it frees up loads of space in the fridge. You're not looking at this big bird for like 2 or 3 days in the fridge, and you can't get anything else in around it.
Isn't it gas the way we all thought? If we got an American style fridge, we'd have so much space. You still don't have enough space.
That's the problem. You give yourself space, you keep filling it with crap.
Yeah, sauces, the top shelf in my fridge, sauces that have never been used. So other tips then, Kenny, is it possible to make tasty Brussels sprouts, or is that just ridiculous?
Well, do you like Brussels sprouts? I like them.
Well, you see, I think I did when I was a kid, and then people started saying how horrible they were, and now I kind of agree.
Yeah, well, I think the problem is when people boil them, that smell of boiling Brussels sprouts doesn't really do it for me.
Yeah.
So what I do is I get them raw, I slice them in half, and the day before what I do is I just put a pan on the heat with a little bit of oil, and the flat side of your sliced sprouts, just give them a little colour like you would a steak, say, on the pan. Mm-hmm. Transfer them all onto a tray, cover them in a couple of bacon lardons, maybe some chestnut, a little bit of salt. And then what I do is just cling film up the tray. And then the next day, about 20 minutes before I want to serve my dinner, I put the whole tray in the oven at 200 degrees. And what happens is you get these lovely roast Brussels sprouts that are caramelized. They go lovely and sweet. And the bacon cooked and all that bacon fat kind of drips and glazes in them. And then you have your chestnuts and, oh, it's like, yeah, that's Brussels sprouts done properly. No boiling grey Brussels sprouts.
Right, lovely. What can we do then otherwise to prep in advance before Christmas, Mark?
Have your starters done is always a good one for me. If you're into starters, I'll be actually getting the prawn cocktail from M&S. They have the mix already made.
Lovely.
What I do the night before is I get my lettuce in my little glasses with my iceberg and my baby gem lettuce. I get my prawn cocktail mix in on top, a wedge of lemon and a little bit of salt and lemon juice on top. And I leave them in the fridge ready to just basically come out of the fridge onto the table. Have things like the Brussels sprouts trayed up, have the turkey ready to go. I'm not afraid. I'm a chef now, 15 years. If you have a microwave, use it. Like if you've got mashed potato or red cabbage or something like that, they can go into the microwave and heat them through. It just frees up space. Mm. Tricks like that. The gravy can be pre-made. You can just bang it in the microwave. It comes out nice and hot. And then you're not left with a big mess, because I can't enjoy my Christmas dinner if I know there's a Mount Everest of washing left.
You're one of these, are you? You have to tidy up first.
Yes, I do.
That's the problem with this open plan living that Dermot Bannon invented.
Too much.
We used to be able to close the door and forget about it. We can't do that anymore. Mark, you're a legend. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for all those tips ahead of Christmas. I will be kidnapping you around 9 o'clock on the 24th, okay?
Lovely. Thanks
very much. It's something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.